We're going to get the view now from the first responders who are dealing with the flooding. Samuel Pena is Houston's fire chief. Chief Pena, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Full-scale rescue efforts have been underway for several days now. The rain has stopped for a bit in Houston, at least. Have the calls for help started to slow at this point?
Well, actually, no. I mean, it's just the city of Houston is so massive, it's so large that, you know, certainly the area of town, and I'm actually out driving some of the streets over by where the Office of Emergency Management is, and the streets seem clear, which was a complete disconnect from what's going on, or dichotomy from what's going on in the Kingwood area, the northwest parts of town.
So where you're at, the streets, you can drive them, they're not flooded?
Yes, where the Office of Emergency Management is right now over by the in the Shepherd area, the streets are actually clear. There's traffic. There's there's people you know, out and about, and it's a totally different view and condition than what again what's going on, what our firefighters and first responders are experiencing over in the Kingwood area.
Yeah, we learned yesterday that a Houston police sergeant, Steve Perez, died attempting to get to work so he could help with search and rescue missions.
Yes, the whole
thing underlies how incredibly dangerous this work can be, especially for first responders. What kind of precautions are you taking to account for your crew's safety?
Sure. So first of all, you know, our hearts go out to the Houston Police Department and the sergeant that was lost tragically in the line of duty. But you're correct. It underscores the how dangerous this job is. We you know, certainly there's a level of risk that is inherent to the job. But some of the conditions that our firefighters and first responders and all police officers are experiencing as a result of Hurricane Harvey are unprecedented in times, and you know, these guys have been doing heroic and tireless work in really austere conditions, rapid moving water, mm-hmm. You know, in sometimes deep in areas where that are very inaccessible and cut off really from the supplies and reinforcements that we would normally be able to provide to our first responders. And so, go ahead.
It's dangerous work.
So,
yeah, it's
dangerous
work. Let me ask you, in seconds remaining, what is the priority right now? I mean, is it still just getting people out of their homes and into safety, or are you starting to look towards other projects when it comes to recovery?
Well, the effort is they're running concurrently. There's some areas of town that we're looking already into the next phase, into we're moving away from the rescue. We're doing secondary searches, so to speak, in certain parts of the city, but there's still active rescues going on right now in the Kingwood area, northwest area,
yeah.
And we're expecting, you know, if the levees overflow, and it's a different situation,
yeah.
So we're really trying to get resources in place.
Best of luck to you. Thanks for all your work. Houston Fire Chief Samuel Pena.
Thank you.